yesterday, and it was, you know, had some dry rot on the outer sheathing and everything. So while I was there, I just went ahead and ordered the one rear and the driver's side line. So this way, all of everything except the hard lines will be new, and put a new proportioning valve on it yesterday also.
One bite at a time. I was looking at the front tires on the John Deere yesterday. They've got all kind of plugs in them from where they re-roofed the house, and nails fell everywhere, and I had to put plug after plug after plug, and decided one day I'd just replace them. Well, yesterday was the day. I ordered two new sets of tires for the, or two tires for the front end. The back end's doing good. The front end, they look like a porcupine.
Diameter tires are a pain to mount, too.
They're already, they're coming. You can find just about any part to that lawnmower on Amazon. I found the spindles 2 days ago for the mower deck, because one of them was wore out, and the other one I tried to put grease in it, and it got into a hydraulic lockup. It won't spin anymore, so I said, heck with it, just get two new ones. And so that's $50 for two of them.
Did you get the spindles with the greaserts on top?
They're original equipment. Replacement is what they say. They say they're original equipment. So that price is hard to believe.
Well, I bought mine in 2009. I've got the X500. I bought it in 2009, and all of my spindles are original. But every other time I cut grass, I grease them, and I've known so many people replace spindles. And some of the, like the Lowe's John Deere's and all, some of those didn't come with grease certs on them.
Well, this one is probably close to the same age as the house, because I think I got it right after me. I think I gave the old dry mower I had to the airfield, and I got this one. So it's probably close to 20 years old. It's before they put the D or the LT lawn tractor, or I don't know what these things were, but before they put that on the name, the 125. And it does have grease fittings, but it's never been greased. Never. I just use it to cut the grass and put gas in it. Never even changed the oil until a couple of days ago.
Case with a lawnmower. I've tried though, I mean, with what that one, I'd never bought a lawnmower like that before, so after paying that for it from Carolina Tractor, yeah, I've pretty much tried to upkeep it as good as I could. The hood kind of fell apart. I picked it, tried to open it one winter, and it split down the middle. Yeah, John Deere X500. It's got the 27 horse Kawasaki V-twin on it.
I don't know, I 500's a lot bigger than mine. I've got a V-twin, but it's only 20 horsepower. It's one of the really, really early ones. I think they made a whole lot of them after that. They were a whole lot better. I've also got rust where you put your feet, so I took the pads off and wire brushed them yesterday. I'm going to go get some John Deere green and yellow paint for clothes and paint those things up when it gets to 70 degrees next Tuesday.
I know, this weather's crazy. Freezing one day, my fireplace can't figure out whether it needs to be lit or out.
I need gas in the garage. I got me a big tank, and I had the second fill up on it, and they're out of LP gas that Tractor Supply, so there's a place up closer to Gap Creek in 29 that fills the tube. I discovered a backup for purchasing LP gas.
What do you have, like a 100-pound tank?
It holds 40 pounds. So empty, it weighs, the chair weight on the tank is 30 pounds. And full, it weighs 70 pounds.
I've got one of the single-eye burners that just screws onto a gas grill tank. That's what I've been using out in the building. I mean, it's been cold out there.
I took one from the grill, so the grill doesn't have anything now. And then I went and asked him when I was having a field, can I just outright buy another one? He said, sure. So they sold me another one. So those two, I think, together will hold about the same amount as the one tall one. But anyway, I got a set of scales so that I figured out if I can weigh it, and when it gets close to 30 pounds, I need to go get it filled up. That's the only way I can accurately judge when it's time to take it and get it filled.
So where was it that you just purchased the big tank?
We've got them sitting out there where you get the gas. They've got a couple of different sizes. they have a bunch of the sides that are for a grill, and then they have some that are sized for a trailer. You know, a trailer's got the tall ones. I guess they call them 40 pounds because you can put 40 pounds worth of gas in them, and they weigh 30 pounds empty, 70 pounds total. And I think it's like $125.
That's like the small, a small round one. They're skinny and tall. They go on like the front of an RV camper.
Yep, 125 each, and they hold about twice, a little over twice as much as a gas grill.
Now, I'm going to have to look into that because I go through the gas grill tanks pretty quick out in the building. I mean, it's just wood walls, you know. It's an old barn, so it doesn't hold any heat in, but it's nice to be able to stand in front of when you walk inside. But I go through them pretty quick.
And I don't know if you have your, if you do the exchange one for another one, that costs you double on the amount of gas. If you go have it refilled, you can get it refilled for half the price of an exchange. I don't know if you do that or not.
Oh, no, I haven't been because I just use the gas grill tank, so I just go exchange them. It's like half the price versus buying one to exchange, so you're saying it's half the price to fill it as exchange it. Yeah, I'll be looking into that for sure.
So I asked the guy down there, and said, yeah, those exchange prices, they double the price. But when I was only getting a gas grill tank once a year, maybe, it wasn't bad. But when it's cold weather like this, that can run into the money.
Oh, yeah, I mean, $25 every pop just to go have one filled, and it doesn't last a week. Yeah, that's like putting gas in the truck.
Well, for 10 years, every other day, a full tank of gas. That hurt.
Yeah, the expedition's like 40 every other day just working around here local.
Well, I better get out here in the garage and get to work. Maybe a to-do list. So I have to check off all the things on my to-do so that I can measure my progress. In retirement, it's hard to measure your progress. So I have a to-do list, and I've just finished filling it out before Sophie came up and said she wanted to go outside. So let me get back to it, and I'll let you get back to what you were doing. But anyway, it's good hearing you on the radio again. Haven't heard you for a while. Everything okay?
Yeah, everything went good. I mean, as what it was wanted to. So, I mean, no complaints there. It's just time now. That'll be it. And it'll all get better with time.
Completely heal it, but time does make it less hard. That's difficult. But it doesn't completely heal it. He'll always be remembered. He was greatly respected.
Oh, yeah, really good turnout, you know, service and everything. I mean, Grandma was afraid because it was in the middle of the week. She was afraid nobody was going to show up, and, I mean, it was standing room only. So I think that helped her out a lot, too. But, yeah, I'm with you. I just now pulled back up, so I'm about to jump out and change out 3 brake lines and then put a vacuum pump on and do a one-man bleed service.
Somebody pumping that brake pedal. Just call me. I'm here. I can drop what I'm doing. I'm retired. I've only got one boss and she's at work. So let me know if you need somebody to help pump the pedal.
Okay, will do. I got a bleeder, a vacuum bleeder, so I think I'll be able to get it. But yeah, I may yell back at you in a little while if I'll get these brake lines and everything done. I'm going to go out for a ride around. I got mirrors supposed to be coming today, headlight cans, headlight bezels, 4 new headlights. So I've got plenty to get done on this thing before Monday.
When you get old, you got to keep it down on the paper or in a computer somewhere. KF4GHB, have a good day. Call me if you need me, 74DJW.
Thanks a lot. Will do. Probably holler at you in a little bit. W4DJW, KF4THV.
In above normal. Present 165, which is 125 below normal.